right, now hang in there with me because we got one more awesome presentation and I'm so excited about this. I am disappointed that this gentleman could not be with us in person. He had a last minute thing that prevented him from being here with us, but he is with us on Zoom and we're really honored to have him here. So he's worth staying for, and I appreciate everybody hanging in there with us on this. He is a retired member of Congress who served in the 15th Congressional District of California from 1979 to 1989. He started his career as a staffer in Congress, working for Congressman Sisk, and when the congressman decided to retire, he ran for that seat. Early in his career, he was diagnosed as having epilepsy. And when he ran for Congress in that very first election, his opponent asked the question of how people would feel if their representative went to the White House. And when their representative went to the White House, he had a seizure. How would they feel? Well, the press called him up, called Mr. Coelho up, and said, well, what do you have to say to this criticism? He thought about it for half a second and said, well, for about 13 years, I've been providing service in Washington, D.C., and I've known a lot of people who have gone to the White House and they've had fits. At least I would have an excuse. His colleagues in Congress credit him as the chief architect of the Americans with Disabilities Act. But although he's been out of Congress for 30 years, he keeps up the fight, and he has taken on our fight for digital access, which is why we're so proud to welcome him here to our virtual stage. Without any further delay, here is a true champion of equality. Here's Tony Coelho.
First off, it's great to be with you at your national convention. And what I'd like to do to begin with, I don't know if she's still there, but why don't we give another round of applause for Sheila Jackson Lee. She's one of the great members of Congress, and I've known her well and served with her when I was there. So Sheila, if you're there, let's all give you a nice round of applause. Your comments were great. All right. It's so good to be with everybody. I'm sorry that I'm not able to be there in person, but my health decided against it. And I was set back yesterday, but I'm happy to be with you today. I also want to express my sincere gratitude for being invited to speak with you. To your president, Mark Riccobono, wow, what a great leader he is. To the Federation's board and the staff of the NFB. As members of this organization, you also deserve to be acknowledged for the work you're doing to lead us towards a more inclusive world. It is impressive and incredibly important. A more inclusive world, perhaps the final frontier in the fight for equity. The fight for equity and justice has been a long one. It has included historic movements of African Americans, voting rights movement, and the rights of LGBTQ communities, among many others. As disability rights advocates, we have learned the lessons of activism well throughout the years, and our time has now come. From occupations of federal buildings and the crawlings of the Capitol steps, to support the passage of the ADA, to the grueling path to draft, lobby for, and then pass that historic piece of legislation to protect our civil rights. The disability community has come a long way. There's no doubt we have also all fought our own personal battles as we fought equity for our community. Doing so has been my life's work. In the Senate, I work closely with Senators Ted Kennedy, Bob Dole, and Tom Harkin. In the House, it was Congressman Steny Hoyer and Steve Bartlett, plus many others, to seek the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. When the bill stalled in committee, we needed bipartisan support, and President Bush, whom I will forever call Papa Bush, listened. He supported its passage, having personally learned the tragic cost of exclusion, seeing his young daughter, who had a disability, pass away. But to get to that point, tremendous work was needed to bring the nation to the point where people with disabilities could demand these same basic human rights as anyone. Watching Papa Bush sign the ADA into law is something I will always remember. We all know that the struggle for equity was not won that day, but it marked a terrific new milestone for our community. Since then, we have worked alongside each other to ensure that the protections and entitlements of the ADA would not be thrown aside. When the Supreme Court limited the reach of the ADA, we fought hard and made sure that the ADA Amendments Act not only protected, but in fact expanded our rights. And then we reversed the Supreme Court's decision. When President Obama called for passage of the Affordable Care Act, we worked tirelessly to support its passage, securing health coverage for millions of Americans. And when President Trump attempted to reverse it, the disability community marched to ensure that individuals in need, disabled or not, would continue to receive the health care they needed and deserved, especially pre-existing conditions. At every point along the way, the National Federation of the Blind and its membership, all of you, has been front and center in the fight for full inclusion in society. Now, as you know, we are bringing this fight for inclusivity to the digital access to ensure that blind and low vision individuals in America and around the world may participate as fully in the digital world as they do in their respective communities. Among the tragic losses of COVID, where many in the disability community perished because of rationed healthcare, we witnessed over and over situations where individuals were unable to continue their work or education because they could not access the internet. It has been my pleasure to work with John Perret, your Executive Director of Advocacy and Policy. You should be proud of all he has done to draft and ultimately pass legislation guaranteeing that everyone, including blind and low vision users, can fully participate in all things related to the World Wide Web and mobile devices. The website and Health Software Applications Accessibility Act, which was first introduced last September by Senator Duckworth and Congressman Sarbanes, will direct the federal government to finally establish accessibility regulations for website and mobile application creators to adhere to. Also, at this very moment, I am working with John and others in the blind community on getting the White House to issue the ADA Title II website accessibility regulations. We are on the cusp of a breakthrough. This is an effort that we've been pursuing for 13 years. In 1990, when the ADA passed, we couldn't have fathomed how significant a role that the internet and digital connectivity would play in the daily lives of Americans. Yet, here we are. While many of us have come to rely on the internet daily, hourly even, for education, healthcare, shopping, travel planning, and communication, millions of Americans cannot access the internet easily and independently. We must achieve an equitable digital access so that each and every one of us can embrace and benefit from the transformational power of computing. It is simply a moral imperative, and it makes solid business sense. Because of its clear and overwhelming impact, achieving equitable digital access is as significant as anything the disability community has done. I put this at the same level as our fight for the ADA. I think it is a moral issue that millions of Americans are not able to participate in the internet explosion. I appreciate that over 189 different disability organizations have joined in this effort. They should, as you were there when you joined in the fight for the ADA, ADA Amendments Act, and so many other disability issues. If our 50 plus year history as a civil rights movement tells us anything, it is that we are a community with much to contribute, and that when we make the world more accessible for persons with disabilities, it becomes better for everyone. That means what we do here in the United States to make the internet usable by all will affect the more than 1 billion people globally with disabilities. Said another way, as the National Federation of the Blind works to advance the civil rights of the blind and helps blind people live in life they want, you in turn make the world a much better place to live. And for that, I am forever your partner. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Coelho. We are deeply honored, and we're glad that you're okay, although we're disappointed you couldn't be here with us in person. Tony will be participating in the banquet with us virtually, so we'll look forward to that. And we look forward to a future convention when we can have him here in person to celebrate the passage of the Website and Mobile Applications Accessibility Act.
I'm all for that. I agree.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us. We look forward to speaking with you.